Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to your second class in our Women's Group Coaching Program. Class two is about wholeheartedly loving who you are. This is a big conversation, and this work around self-love isn't easy and can take a lot of time and can be quite a triggering topic at times as well. And I know that this idea of love, this energy of love and loving ourselves can feel really elusive as well. It can feel like how do I find that energy? How do I feel that energy? So that's something we're going to be talking about today. And I want to support you with some work you can do to come back into loving and accepting and honoring and allowing who you are, allowing all of you to be in this moment without judgment and criticism and labelings and expectations and all the stuff that we put upon ourselves. So today's class is taking a deeper look at your relationship with yourself and at the love that you are experiencing and creating and cultivating within yourself for yourself. The love between you and you, the relationship between you and you. And we're going to take a little bit of a deeper look at what that is like at the moment and look at the places where perhaps fear and limitation, judgment and criticism are interfering with your ability to feel love for yourself and connect with the perspective of love and talk to yourself in that way as well. Something that I want to sort of set as the foundation of this conversation around self-love is a certain perspective, because we can come into this journey of self-love thinking, oh, it's about learning to love myself. Self-love is a destination almost. Self-love is this thing I have to create and find and do things to get to. And that's perhaps one perspective, and that perspective is probably valid in a lot of ways. But I want to read you what I wrote here, and this is the foundation of what I'm teaching this class from. The work is not about learning love or learning how to love yourself, but rather the work is to unlearn fear. The work is not learning love, but rather unlearning fear. Because the philosophy I take, and this is what I want to teach you today, is that I believe love is who you are at your essence and your core. I see this energy. I often see it as a diamond, but I see this energy within me, and I want you to imagine it within you, this glowing energy of love that is who you are at your core. And when you were born more connected to that than you will ever be again, unless you become some enlightened monk. But as a baby, you had pure connection to that love. You were born as your essence without any layers of programming on top of you, unless you had some traumatic stuff unfold in the womb, which sometimes can impact us. But you were aligned. You were in your essence. You were love. You were plugged into the divine. You were pure, radiant, luminous being. You were magnificent, right? And that's still who you are. That energy and essence is still at your core. It is who you truly are. And the human experience and the experience that we walk as we come here is we pick up all this programming throughout our life that disconnects us from that presence of love. And I believe the journey and purpose of our lives and the journey and purpose of coming onto a personal development journey is to return home to that love. It's not to become someone. It's not to achieve anything. It's not to get anywhere. It's actually to return back home, to peel back all of the layers and come back to who you really are. So throughout your life, you would have had all these experiences. You would have had experiences that would have affected you and defined you and impacted you and shaped your perception of yourself and built belief systems and taught you what got you love and what you didn't. Because we grow up feeling and believing that love is conditional. Love is a commodity. We use love as power. Like, you do this, this, and this, I'll give you my love. You do that, that, and that, I'll take my love away. And love becomes something that we come in search of. We start searching for, okay, who do I need to be? What do I need to do to get this love? How do I need to change myself? How do I need to act? Who do I need to please to get this love? What should I not do? Who should I not be to ensure that I don't lose that love? We're living in this constant feeling of what gets me love and what causes me to lose love. Let me do all the things that get me love and let me not do the things that lose me love. It's really how we're set up. And so we learn a conditional way of loving ourselves too. Oh, I love you when you're going to the gym, and I love you when you're feeling really positive, and I love you when you have achieved everything on your to-do list, and I love you when you've done all your self-care, and I love you when you're a good mom and a good partner, and when you made that person happy, I love you then. And then when you don't meet my expectations and you're not good enough and you don't look pretty today and you've put on weight and you ate that chocolate cake that you shouldn't have eaten and you said that nasty thing to that person because you were feeling emotional or hormonal or, you know, you wallowed in that sad emotion for 2 days, don't love you anymore. I'm going to take my love away from you now. I'm going to punish you and I'm going to criticize you and I'm going to judge you and I'm going to beat you up because that's not good enough. And that's often how we're relating to ourselves. And I know that sounds really brutal to kind of say it, but it is actually how we're relating to ourselves. And sometimes we just need to look at it that way. But it's what we've learned. It's the pattern of love that we've learned. And so what I really want to start to teach and bring in this class today is this idea of unconditional love. Unconditional love. You do not have to earn this love. There are no rules, expectations, or conditions upon it. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be any different to who you are right now to be loved and to be enough and to be worthy and deserving of the love that you crave. And that's where we want to get to with ourselves. That level of fierce devotion to loving ourselves through everything, through all aspects of who we are, through our greatest highs and our lowest lows, through the greatest expressions of our ego and our shadow and our limitation and our darkness, to the greatest expressions of our love and our power and our light and our joy. We need to have that unconditional space of love within us for ourselves across all of that. Now, and this is massive, right? Because not many of us know how to do that and not many of us were taught to do that. But this is what we're here to learn. We're here to remember that love, remember that loving approach, remember that loving self-talk, remember that loving energy that's there for us at all times. So as you move through your life, you've had all these experiences and at different points they've defined you. At different points you've been wounded, you've lost love, you've been hurt, bad things have happened and they've impacted you. And so here you are in your pure loving essence. And then throughout your human experience, there's layers upon layers upon layers upon layers of life experience, stories, memories, belief systems, patterns, wounds, everything. And so here you are in your heart and here you are over here now, maybe with all these layers. And you're like, I can't find love. I can't feel love. I can't feel my heart. I can't hear my loving inner voice. Yeah, you can't because there's all this stuff in the way. It's not that it's not there. Because we think sometimes, it's not within me. I have to create it. No, it's always there. It just depends how many layers you have that have disconnected you from it, how much stuff is in the way. So our work is always about peeling back and unraveling. And every time you have a new level of self-awareness about something and you see something and you catch it and you're like, oh, that, the light turns on again and you can peel back another layer and come a little bit closer back home to who you are. My hair looks right. It's a little bit fluffy, but you'll deal with me. Don't get distracted, Cody, by your hair as you're filming a video. All right, so I take you into the workbook here and I get you looking at some of these blocks, some of these, we call them blocks, these layers of things disconnecting you from love. And I want you in the inner circle to write out what are some of the key negative stories and beliefs that you hold about yourself or that you tell yourself that leave you feeling unloved, unworthy, or not good enough. Now, most of these are things you would have picked up, maybe from other people, maybe from really defining experiences in your life. But let's look at them. What are they? So if you look at all these layers of things, right? What are these things that every time you tell it, you get further and further away from the essence of who you are? And I ask you here, where did you learn these? Now, that's a big question. Some of the, you know, what life experiences caused you to start believing this about yourself? Big question. Might be something you want to put in your journal and just really reflect and marinate on and just spend some days kind of journaling on that. Because there have been key things that have shaped you, that have made you decide that some parts of you are lovable and some parts are not. and have determined what parts of yourself you let be seen and what parts of yourself maybe you hide away or feel ashamed about. And it's interesting just to see that, because this is blocking you experiencing unconditional love for yourself. What makes you think these are true? This is what I ask you. And there can be a lot of reasons that we really buy into these really quite negative stories about ourselves. It can be, you know, we learned it off someone whose opinion we really valued, who we thought was a really significant authority figure in our life, and we believed whatever they said or however they treated us. It could be that we've just been practicing it for so long that we've started to believe it ourselves. It could be it had a really strong emotion anchoring it into it. It had really strong emotion around it, and that made it feel really real for us. But why do you think these are the truth about you? You might have a lot of proof and evidence to prove this. But I want you to remember and believe that only love is the truth about you, and that who you truly are is this loving essence that you were born with, and all the stuff you've learned about yourself throughout your life isn't who you really are. It's learned patterns of behavior. I think I touched on this maybe in our first class, but you know, this might be an interesting question to reflect on, but could there be any reason why you are holding on to these perceptions of yourself? Is it just because they're familiar? Is it just because it's your default way of thinking about yourself? Or does it allow you to stay small? Does it allow you to hide? Does it allow you to accept less than you deserve? Does it allow you to not have to be bright and shiny and big and in your power? Does it allow you to get the love or not lose love? You know, we set these things up because they keep us safe. We're like, cool, color within these lines. Do what gets me love, don't do what loses me love. Winning at the game of life. But not really. We're trapped. We're not free. We're walking on eggshells. Do what gets me love, don't do what loses me love. Fingers crossed it all works out okay. But I want you to get honest. Why do you feel that you're now committed and ready to let these go? Are you ready to let these go? I want you to make that decision in yourself. And why might you be ready? Because you're here for a reason. So the shift we need to make is the conscious choice to choose to align with and commit to and give power to love rather than fear. Because the problem of our society, I really feel, is there's way too much power being given to fear. Fear meaning lack, limitation, judgment, criticism, comparison, not being good enough, all that stuff. Way too much power and energy being given to that. And we in ourselves give way too much power and energy to that. Think about the airtime you give to each of your trains of thinking. What percentage of time are you spending in fear-based, lackful, limiting, negative, critical judgment thinking versus loving, empowering, supportive, kind thinking? What percentage of time? We're giving way too much power to this fear thing. And we need to become the filter now, because this stuff is going to continue to rise in us because it's part of our subconscious programming. It's part of our society. But we need to become the filter through which we say, hang on a second, not that one. That one's not getting airtime with me today. That one, no, I'm unlearning that one now. I'm choosing to unlearn that. I'm choosing to unlearn fear, and I'm choosing to reconnect with love. I'm choosing to unlearn criticism. I'm choosing to reconnect with kindness. I'm choosing to unlearn judgment. I'm choosing to reconnect with acceptance. It's a choice. I've asked you here to choose some new kind and loving and empowering thoughts and beliefs that you would like to start thinking about yourself. You may not believe them right away. Now, if you've been practicing a train of thinking for 30 years and then I get you, you know, in 3 hours to try to think something different, it's not going to be as easy. You're not going to believe it. It's not going to be as familiar. You know, your nervous system will reject something that doesn't feel familiar, and you're going to be like, this loving thought stuff, this doesn't sit right with me. This isn't who I am. But the more you practice it, the more familiar it becomes. And it starts with just making a choice. Like, what would I like to be thinking and believing about myself if I could choose them? If I could choose those thoughts. Let me see where I want to go with this. you know, it's so interesting the models we have set up around what we think makes us lovable and what we think makes us worthy of love and what we think makes us good enough. And again, it's set up on this model of we earn it. And we're constantly given feedback on whether or not what we did made us more lovable or caused us to lose love. Love meaning, you know, acceptance, appreciation, belonging, praise, acknowledgement, attention. Love can come in a lot of different forms. But we're all designed to want love. And we are all designed to fear losing love. But it's really interesting to look at, and I want you to look at this in the workbook, in the past, because this is past behavior now, we're putting this in the past. In the past, who have you thought you needed to be? Or how have you thought you needed to act to be worthy of love and to be enough? You'll start to see this whole model you've set up, all this pattern of behavior that's been set up to get you love in the world. Really interesting to look at. Big work, yeah? So take your time with it if you need to, but you know, this is how we're living without even realizing, is in this way of everything's being guided by what we'll think will get us the love, approval, belonging, praise that we want. Now, if you knew that you were already loved and enough, just as you are right now, and you didn't have to earn it in any way, how would you be showing up differently? How would you be? Who would you be? If you didn't have to earn any love, if you already were love and loved and worthy and enough, you'd be free. You would be free to be you, to be fully self-expressed, to feel everything you want to feel. Now, society doesn't like this. It doesn't want a bunch of free beings running around just being themselves. They all want to control us and keep us small and punish us for being wild and free. But you would be much more free to follow your own intuition, your own inner guidance, your own inner feelings, and really honor yourself if you didn't have to worry about losing love for it. Let's talk about radical self-acceptance and unconditional self-love. I'm going to read part of this to you because I've made some notes and it's really important that I read it out the way that it's here. Radical self-acceptance is allowing yourself to be all of who you are in this moment and choosing to completely embrace, love, and accept who you are. Radical self-acceptance is dropping all self-judgment. Siren outside. The universe agrees with me. Self-acceptance, radical self-acceptance, radical self-love, unconditional self-love is allowing all of who you are, all of where you are, all of how you're feeling, all parts of you to be here in this moment and to be okay, to be enough. Just allowing who you are, where you are, what you are. Allowing it and accepting it. Just letting it be. There's kids outside playing. I wonder if you can hear that. Dropping judgment. Dropping the labels. Dropping the stories. Who you are right now is enough. I love and accept you just as you are, with everything you're feeling, with all the messiness, with all the craziness, with all the vulnerability, with all the rawness, with all the mistakes you've made, with all the failures, with all the stuff that you haven't done good enough. You're still enough for me, beautiful. I still love you. I'm not taking my love away from you, no matter what you do. Because you don't have to earn my love. You just get my love for being you, for being who you are. Acceptance and allowing of all parts of you in this moment, of everything that's unfolding, of everything that you've manifested, of everywhere that you are, of all parts of who you are. No longer making yourself wrong. No longer making anything about where you are, how you're feeling, what you're doing wrong. Really cracking open that heart and being like, baby girl, I love you just as you are. I know that's hard, But isn't it interesting to look at all the ways that we're like, oh no, I love you when, I love you if, I love you if you don't do that, I love you if you do do that. We need to give ourselves the gift of unconditional love and radical acceptance. Being radical in that self-acceptance, like you don't have to do anything to be accepted by me right now. You don't have to do anything to be good enough for me right now. Oh my God, like if you could feel that for yourself, like how magic is that? That's what we're wanting to aim for. And so what gets in the way of that is the self-talk, isn't it? And so if that essence of, you know, inside of you is like, honey, who you are, where you are, all of you right now, your messiness, your craziness, everything about you, I love you, it's enough. I accept you. I allow you to be you. It's okay. You know, if that was the self-talk, if that's the space we're reaching for, we want to look at where are we not in that? What's pulling us out of that? What are the layers that are disconnecting you from that? Where is your self-talk becoming judgmental, critical, and unloving? Because they're the places that you can't feel this feeling. They're the places where you're disconnecting from that. And they're the places we need to look at. They're the layers of things you've learned about yourself that aren't true, but are preventing you being able to fully embrace who you are right now. If you were committed to practicing deep self-acceptance, deep self-love, how would this change your self-talk? Would it change your self-talk? Would it mean that you'd be looking at yourself with more gentleness, love, kindness, and compassion, more softness, speaking to yourself in different ways? If you truly and deeply loved and accepted yourself, how would you be treating yourself? If you truly and deeply loved and accepted yourself, what different choices would you be making? If you truly and deeply loved and accepted yourself, what would you no longer tolerate from yourself and others? If you truly and deeply loved and accepted yourself, what life changes would you now feel empowered and ready to make? Love is what makes us come alive, my friends. Love is what makes us thrive. Love is what sets us up to succeed. Love is what says, honey, if you fall, I got you. You cannot make a mistake in my eyes. Love is what says, raise the standards and don't tolerate any less than that. Love is what says, say no. Love is what says, put in that boundary. Love is what says, have that difficult conversation. Love is what says, let go of that thing. Let go of that thing that leaves you feeling crap. Let go of that thing that tears you down. No matter how hard it is, love is fierce and courageous in its commitment to loving you, in its commitment to not tolerating anything less than the highest standard. Love is fierce in its devotion to you, and you need to be fierce in your devotion to you. This might start with, you know, and this might initially be challenging, but it might start with this decision and commitment. I am ready to unlearn love. I am willing to learn. I am ready to unlearn fear. I am willing and ready to unlearn these patterns of fear-based living and fear-based thinking. I'm ready to reconnect to love. I want to learn how to reconnect to love. This might take me a while, but I'm ready and willing to learn. I'm ready and willing to unlearn these patterns of fear that have been put upon me through my life. It is my choice to no longer give power to them because I love myself so much that I'm not going to. So I talk here in the workbook about treating yourself like a goddess, and I feel like this might trigger some people. But what I encourage you to do is think about what goddess energy means to you. You might like to Google goddesses, see what comes up, what images come up. The Doreen Virtue Goddess Guidance deck is a beautiful tarot deck, oracle card deck, that has some beautiful images of women goddesses in there that maybe, no, there's just women, and a little workbook, a little book that describes their energies and how to work with their energies could be a really nice thing to look into. But also just think about examples of women, whether it's in the media, in the world, people you know who you feel embody this goddess-like energy. You know, sometimes people think of like Oprah or Beyonce or just someone that you know who really takes beautiful care of themselves and really honors themselves and loves themselves. And sometimes we didn't grow up with women role models like that. Like I grew up with a role model of a mom that self-sacrificed and everything was about other people. She ran herself into the ground. She never prioritized herself. You know, so we live what we know, right? We model off our parents and we just replicate it. But we can choose to bring in some new role models who embody and are examples of the type of energy we want to be living with. If the word goddess doesn't resonate with you, sometimes people like to use queen, like queen energy makes them feel like a queen, or just, you know, a woman who's empowered and self-loving, if that's a bit easier to connect with for you. But really think about these women that you know or maybe you're aware of who, you know, how do they live? What energy do they embody? What would you love to practice that you see in terms of what they practice? And what does treating yourself like a goddess, a queen, you know, a fully self-loving woman, whatever it is, mean to you? You know, for me, it's like the words that come to mind, I wrote these down, is like being ravished, being cherished, celebrated, adored, acknowledged, appreciated, experiencing pleasure and joy and feeling full and feeling radiant, you know. For me, bringing goddess energy is movement. It's walking in your hips. It's talking in a soulful way. It's setting up pleasure in your life through, you know, this beautiful roses on your desk or the smell of a gorgeous perfume or eating some delicious chocolate or like savoring something beautiful, spending time with someone you love and reveling in their company. It's like it's pleasure and joy and it's like so self-loving and self-honoring. It's body massages, it's baths, it's all that self-care stuff, whatever activates that feeling for you of being so loved and ravished and nourished and cherished and adored. Like you deserve to feel that way. And you can create that for yourself. Like something I've been doing lately that makes me feel like a goddess is I get into the bath and I light a lot of candles in there, so it's really moody. I might put on something funny on Netflix or play some music. I get a little bit of red wine, like I'm not condoning alcohol, but a little bit of it. It's a real pleasurable thing for me. There's a tiny little bit of organic red wine. And I sip on that in the bath with my candles going. And I just like, it's just my time to feel really ravished like I'm this goddess. And I might get out and do a little body massage or like wrap myself in my silk robe and just dance around the house. And those little things that make us feel really special. You have the ability to do that for yourself. I also touch on here around inner child energy. And this is a big topic. But the reason I go to inner child work here is because our models of love are set up on what we learned as children. You know, I spoke about that a little bit. And there's so many of us that have these wounded inner children that had needs and wants that weren't met. Things that were very important to us that we wanted to feel or receive that we didn't get because we had parents with a lot going on or we were in wounded environments or there was whatever it was, parents who didn't know how to give that to us. So sometimes we have this inner child that's deprived of love, affection, attention, deprived of being heard in the way they really need to, seen in the way they need to, deprived of having certain parts of them nurtured and nourished and acknowledged. And it's important to look at what do we feel that we didn't receive. Doesn't mean we were neglected, but maybe we just didn't really get the softness that we needed or the affection or the acknowledgement or the celebration or the, you know, encouragement to go and be that wild free spirit itself or the encouragement to be emotional or be sensitive or maybe someone was a bit absent. We didn't get the attention that we needed. Sometimes there's things missing there for us, and it's important to reflect and see because then we can see what needs are missing for us and where the gaps are in the love that we most need to receive. So in what ways does your inner child need to be loved, nurtured, supported, made to feel safe, encouraged? Oh, I've got supported there twice in the workbook. Hopefully my assistant caught that and deleted it. But otherwise, supported, doubling up. But made to feel safe is important. Like, what does your inner child need to feel safe? Where don't you feel safe at the moment in your life? Look at that, because that will be an indication of where you didn't feel safe as a child. How does your inner child like to receive love, and what is the form of love they most need? Is it affection? Is it play? Is it attention? Is it being heard? Is it a cuddle? Is it being told that they're beautiful? You can actually bring to mind an image of that child, bring them up on your lap, cuddle them in bed, sit with them and play with them and find out a bit about them. Really find out maybe what, again, it's not that you had an unhappy childhood, but I think we've all got those things that we didn't quite get that we really needed and wanted. And it's valuable to look at that and then remother yourself. Be the mother for yourself that maybe you didn't get to have or didn't get the mothering in the way that you wanted and needed. Also, if you have any really painful memories around significant things that happened, what you can do is go back in your mind's eye and then come in now as the adult that you are into that scene of the memory and come in and give that child exactly what they needed. If they were alone in that moment, if they didn't have someone telling them what they needed to hear, come in as the adult that you are, sweep them up in your arms and give them the love and reassurance they need. You can change the energy around that memory by bringing in love to that environment through you coming in as an adult to that child. That's big work. So if you need support with that in the group coaching call, let me know, or in our Facebook group. The final piece here, or am I going for time? The final piece here is around a self-love letter. And I think this has the potential to be a really healing, beautiful practice. This is something that I've done with myself, not necessarily as a written letter. I'll often do it and sit out loud and talk to myself in the mirror, but write it out and maybe then read it out loud in the mirror, looking into your own eyes and continuing to do it until you really feel it. Really feel it. What I'm encouraging with this is what you write, dear, so your name, and then you say, first of all, I forgive you for. I forgive you for speaking to your, I forgive you for speaking to me in really unkind, negative, unloving ways. I forgive you for putting yourself in that situation. I forgive you for saying yes when you wanted to say no. I forgive you for staying in that relationship too long. I forgive you for not implementing that boundary. I forgive you for not being perfect in your self-care routine. I forgive you for letting that person treat you like that. I forgive you for not showing up for what you truly want in life. I forgive you for not speaking your truth in that situation. I forgive you for not looking after me in the way that I truly needed. What are you holding against yourself? What are you angry and judging yourself for? You need to forgive yourself for it. I forgive you for sometimes procrastinating. I forgive you for self-sabotaging. I forgive you for not being bloody perfect. I forgive you. I know you're doing the best that you can. Let yourself off the hook for anything you're holding against yourself. Then go into I'm sorry for. Look into your own eyes. I'm sorry for speaking to you like this. I'm sorry for judging you. I'm sorry for criticizing you. I'm sorry for blaming you. I'm sorry for ignoring your intuition. I'm sorry for not asking for what you wanted and needed in that situation. I'm sorry for keeping you there. I'm sorry for putting you there when I knew that it wasn't good for you. I'm sorry for inflicting pain on you. I'm sorry for putting food into you that doesn't nourish you. I'm sorry for not taking good enough care of you. I'm sorry for not loving you all these years. I'm sorry for neglecting you. I'm sorry for ignoring you. Whatever it is. Really feel it. Say it over and over until you feel it. And then down the bottom, because I love you, here are my new commitments. Because I love you, I'm going to speak up from now on. I'm going to ask for what I need from now on. Because I love you, I'm not going to put you in that situation. I'm no longer going to let that person speak to you like that. Because I love you, I'm putting in a boundary here. Because I love you, I'm going to say no. Because I love you, I'm going to ask for more. Because I love you, I'm going to change my career. Because I love you, I'm going to make Sunday self-care day, whatever it is. Because I love you, I'm going to commit to learning how to speak to you in kind ways. I'm going to do that for you because I love you. If you can move through that and really feel that, that could be a really powerful and transformative exercise for you. It's one that's worked really well for me over the years. So this again, you know, this whole journey is about coming more into our hearts. This is wholehearted love, wholehearted self-love, unconditional, radical, wholehearted self-love and acceptance. The type where you say, it doesn't need to be justified, there's no reason for it, I don't need to find proof or evidence, I just am going to work on this, I'm going to work on loving you. Because love is who I am and I want to feel that again. And it may take me time and that's okay, but I'm committed to this. Because you can't thrive and come alive without this love. And this is why you're here, is you're taking the journey back to love. So look, it's big work, but I think where we begin is we, you know, I've said this to you before, I think, but we become much more discerning around what thoughts, what behaviors, what beliefs we're giving power to. And we become the filter that says, not that one anymore. I'm reconnecting with love. Let me find love again. If I loved myself, what would I do? If I loved myself, what would I say? If I loved myself, how would I show up? If I was a queen, a goddess, if I deserved to be ravished and receive the very best, if I fully honored myself, if I never put myself in situations that didn't fully honor me, this is the level we want to get to. And it's not an overnight thing. It begins with a decision and a commitment to work on this, to work on this relationship with yourself, just like any relationship that you would work on. And to build it all now on the foundation of love. And to have the courage to look at where it's not on the foundation of love and why. And why we're letting that continue. We're going to have a lot to talk about in our next group coaching call, I feel. This is going to be a big class. So work through that at your own pace. Take some of these little questions out from the workbook. Put them in your journal and just sit with them and marinate on them. Don't complete it in the workbook if that's too structured. Don't feel any pressure to complete this course in the way that you think I would want or need you to based on the way I've structured it. Let this be guided by you and what you need and what feels right to you. Do keep leaning into what feels uncomfortable because there's something valuable in there for you. But tailor this to what you need. Work through this video at your own pace. Primarily do put the questions in your journal if you feel like that's a much softer way to work through it. But remember, and maybe use this as a meditation and an idea, that there is this glowing energy of love within you. I see it as a diamond, a radiant diamond. It could just be a beautiful glowing light. That is who you are. That's who you are. And we've just got all these layers on top that one by one, we're just going to be peeling them back like an onion. Peeling them back through awareness, through being willing to feel, through being willing to look at where that came from, for being willing to look at why am I believing this? Why am I giving power to this? Choosing reconnect with love, reconnect with love, reconnect with love in every moment that I can. Reconnect with love. And then that presence grows stronger and stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger. You may not feel it right away, but I want you to know that it's there. The more that you choose to come back to it, the bigger it's going to grow and the more familiar it's going to become. Sending you lots of love as you work through this class. She's a biggie. Know that you have my full love and support, and I can't wait to see you in our next group coaching call, and know that I'm here for you as well in our Facebook community. Enjoy this, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.